Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Time to warm up your groovelators, because this is about to turn in one of the most soulful lunch breaks you've ever heard. Delvon Lamar's Organ Trio is live on 88.5 today. The D'Lo 3 possess a vintage soul sound that comes straight out of a boogaloo basement from the 60s and 70s. They set down a groove that's perfect launching pad for improvisation. You may remember Delvon playing his Hammond B3 with Kareem Candy's group here in our studios. This trio includes one of Seattle's finest guitarists, Jimmy James, roundly celebrated for his work with Grace Love and the True Loves, and the Pocket Protector from New Jersey, David McGraw, has established himself as a favorite funky drummer since arriving here in town. Their album, Close But No Cigar, was self-released last summer. It's getting a lot of attention on our Saturday afternoon show, The New Cool. I hope you're ready to groove. Here's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Give it up for the D'Lo 3. Thank you. The D'Lo 3 live on 88.5 KNKX. Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. That's Delvon over on the Hammond organ. David McGraw behind the drum kit and Jimmy James on the guitar. So, Delvon, it's your organ trio. Tell me how you got the other two guys in the band with feel free, David and Jimmy, to pop in with interjections on how this all happened.
Well, I've been knowing Jimmy pretty much before he was old enough to get in the clubs, you know. he'd come and sit in with a group. Back in the day, we had a group called ADD, and he came and sat in one day at the Central. And so we go way back. And David McGraw, how did we meet? I know you hired me for a gig at the Sea Monster, wasn't it?
I saw you play with Rippin' Chicken several times and just really wanted to play with you. So, yeah, I sort of met you at the club, just sort of talking to you. That's about it.
Yeah, he was talking to me.
And that was the beginning. I wanted to actually ask you about your beginnings as an organ player, Delvon. You were a drummer playing with Joe Doria's band. How did you switch over to the Hammond organ?
Well, one day I used to play at the Art Bar with Joe Doria and Dan Heck every Wednesday. And the first time I seen an organ outside of church, I knew the pastor's wife played the organ in church, but I never really heard anybody play the organ like Joe did. Mm-hmm. And so I was like seriously fascinated with it. And then one day a drummer comes in and sits in. It was Julian McDonough is who it was. I didn't know who he was back then. And he sat in. I asked Joe if I can play the organ. He was like, yeah, if you can. And so I sat down at the organ, played a blues, and it's like I've been playing the thing the whole time. So ended up, that was my thing. I jumped on the little nickel, found an organ. I was all downhill from there.
I want to talk about the music on the album. There's some song titles that kind of give away, I think, the game. Little Booker T is one of the songs. Yeah. Al Greenery is another one of the songs. And in that last one, Memphis, I thought I might have heard a little bit of Bill Withers' Use Me in there. Can you talk about how the songs relate to classic soul?
Well, Memphis is actually a cover song. That was written back in 1970 by an organist, Big John Patton. Mm-hmm. And Little Booker T is actually our dog, which is he's here today, floating around here somewhere. His name is Booker T Little. And Close But No Cigar. How did that come about? Oh, I think we were like, man, does this sound familiar? I don't know. Close But No Cigar.
So, what do you make? It seems like, especially around Seattle these days, the appeal of classic soul and vintage soul, not just in Seattle, around the country for sure, but it's making a big comeback. It seems to be like the soundtrack of the 21st century in a lot of ways. Any idea why that is? Is it just a lot of great players loving it?
It's that, and also I kind of feel like, you know, it is the music that's kind of got forgotten about for a long time. It's like, you know, when people think of jazz as like, oh, you know, Jimmy Smith. Well, Jimmy Smith played soul music too. Mm-hmm. And but a lot of people think, oh, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, like swinging jazz. But they forget that jazz is, for starters, it's a format too. It's not only that. So like what we play is a soul, but it's still jazz. It has every element of jazz in it. So if you listen to people like Grant Green was swinging back in the early 60s, and then you listen to later Grant Green, he's playing all the soul music. Mm-hmm. And same thing with like Dr. Lonnie Smith. So a lot of people forget that, you know, that stuff.
So what do you got for us next, Ellis?
This tune is entitled Tacoma Black Party. And I have to explain why this is called Tacoma Black Party. So she's going to hate me for this. So our manager and my new wife, Miss Amy Novo, she did a block party in Tacoma where we live. And she was on the microphone announcing the first annual block party. But the way she says block, it sounds like black. And so it sounded like she said, thank you for coming to the first annual black party. And then Jimmy James is like, what? And then she's like, I didn't say that. She looks over at the audience and everybody's like, yeah, yes, you did. So we said, you know, we got to write a song about it. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is Tacoma Black Party.
The D-Lo 3 live on 88.5 Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, Jimmy James on the guitar, and though that might that song might have you thinking he spells his first name J-I-M-I, it's Jimmy, like with a Y. And David McGraw back on the drum kit. You can find the band March 15th at Chop Suey and March 25th at the Skylark Cafe in West Seattle. Such a cool vintage sound, and I know the Hammond B3 has a lot to do with that, the Leslie cabinet. But Jimmy, I was wondering if there's any tricks that make your guitar sound as cool and as vintage as it does. Is it the amplifier, or is it just all Jimmy James?
You know what? I think it's just the fingers, I would believe. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It might be strands of my hair or something like that. But I don't know. It's just, I think it's just, I play what I feel, you know? And I mean, it comes out the way it is, you know? Because I mean, the equipment is one thing, but it's like the great saying by Motown bassist James Jamerson, if you don't feel it, don't play it, you know? So it's just like, whatever it happens to be, it could be anything, you know? It's just, as long as it comes from the heart, then that's all that matters, I think.
Now, Jimmy James dragging around a couple of guitars and an amplifier. David McGraw's got a drum kit, but It doesn't compare to moving around a Hammond Organ D3. And on my website on the knkx.org for the new cool last week, I'd had a couple of quick conversation with Del Vaughn about the Hammond Organ. He told a great story about moving this thing down the street in Belltown. I'd love it if you could share that story.
All right. So I ended up doing a gig with Kareem Candy over at Tula's during the Torchlight, or I guess a Seafair or Torchlight Parade, whichever one you want to call it. And what I didn't know was there was a marathon happening at the same time that was on Western. So if you guys aren't familiar with the downtown Seattle area, Tula's is on 2nd Avenue. And Western is on the other side of First Avenue. So the direction that I came from, I said, I can't cross the parade, so I can't come from I-5. So I came 99, and I literally got stuck on the other side of the marathon. And so I couldn't drive across the marathon. I couldn't drive across the parade. So what I had to do is we parked over by the Seattle Center on the backside, kind of the lower Queen Anne area. And me, Adam Kessler, Kareem Candy pushed a B3 Leslie pedals bench all the way. I think it was like 8 blocks or something like that, right down the middle of 2nd Avenue. I said, since there ain't no cars down here, this got to be like a world first. So, yeah, we pushed a B3 right down the middle of 2nd Avenue.
How about that?
That the Oregon Olympics.
The D'Lo 3 live on 88.5. You guys play in a lot of other different groups. I would love to go through the groups with you so people around town can know to go out and catch these bands, these other bands you're playing in. Del Vaughn?
I am in the Kareem Candy band, and also I'm in a band called Rippin' Chicken. And I also do a lot of stuff with Grace. With the True Loves.
The True Loves.
Oh, I got a five. I got a five on that one. With the True Loves, which
Jimmy James, tell us about the bands you're playing with these days.
Well, I play in the True Loves, Del Vaughn Lamar Organ Trio. Between the mustard and the mayo. That's my impression of him.
Pretty good.
I play with a group called F2D that plays Friday nights at the Sea Monster. That's pretty much it. And then
David McGraw? Yeah,
I'm pretty much just in the True Loves also. That was a group that Jimmy and I started together. So this group, actually, when Del Vaughn asked me to play with them, I really did not have time for any other projects. Mm-hmm. But because it was Del Vaughn, I had to say yes.
That's right. The D'Lo 3 live on 88.5. Their album, Close But No Cigar, is well worth picking up. One more song, Del Vaughn, what do you got for us to wrap up?
We're going to play the title track to our album. This is entitled Close But No Cigar.